Cosmic Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 3, Episode 9, Great Green Dragons, by Guinevere Eck. Drallis ducked as a plane flew overhead. Dirt exploded around them, and Drallis threw herself against the wall of the trench.
I can't wait to get back home where wars aren't so blasted uncivilized! I need to have Slaughter stop in the mid-27th century so I can hug the man that did away with trench warfare and bombs!
Farther along the trench, Jimmy squatted in the mud, chatting with a British colonel.
I don't know if this will be any of use to you, but since the German brigade of the Vampiro Nazi army broke through the blockade yesterday, it isn't much use to us.
Are you sure you don't need this anymore?
Not if it could be useful to you, and they've most likely got the entire system mapped out by now.
I'm really sorry we can't do anything more to help you.
Don't worry about it, lad. If we can get this Kartoff guy killed off in the past, this whole blasted war will be a figment of our imaginations. And I'll get to see the twins grow up.
We'll certainly do our best. We really appreciate
it. I'd really appreciate getting out of here with minimal shrapnel embedded in my limbs and as much of my hearing intact as possible! Let's go!
Jimmy saluted the colonel, and he and Drallis used the transporter belt, borrowed from Keen, to get out of the Amerasian trenches and into a bigger crisis.
Could you two have taken any longer?
Why? What's the rush this time?
We'll explain on the way. Time to go.
Wait, where's Fertress?
The flashpack grabbed hands and tumbled through time. They landed and dropped as an enormous tail flew over their heads.
Great green dragons!
Your powers of observation astound me, Max.
The flashpack dove for cover under various rocks and pine trees as great green dragons dove headfirst for them, screaming their terrible thunderous war cries.
Where in the name of time-stepping itself have you taken a Slaughter?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Fertress threw a leash to me right after they grabbed him.
Wait, who grabbed Fertress?
A leash? I didn't know he was capable of making them.
So I just followed it. I'm glad it's in a different time, though.
What do you mean?
I'm a time stepper, but I can also do Keen's nifty little transport bit, as long as where I'm transporting to is in a different time.
Lesson in time stepping later, avoiding nasty dragons now!
Great green dragons!
Why do the adjectives matter?!
Because they're great green dragons?
How do we find Fertress?
He should be here. This is where the leash ends.
Slaughter, dragons don't eat cats, do they?
Let's cut man to you, mister! And help me!
Fertress!
Here we go! Here we go! Here we go!
Where are you, you mangy cat? We can't help you if we can't find you!
I'm up here! And Bjorgmeister, he's got bluish wings!
I see him!
Keen reached for her handheld incinerator 256.
No, Sarah, you'll fry Fertress!
Who said I was aiming for Blogmeister? This one over there with orangey wings is going down.
Molly, what are you doing?
Just come over here and help Max hold this.
Hold what? It's a teacup!
And teacups get pretty heavy when they're filled with the essence of dragon tooth.
Ready? Fire!
Whereas Keen's handgun was more or less tickling the dragons, the blast that Molly's contraption shot out completely obliterated a third dragon with spikes in its head. In a moment, three other dragons had been disintegrated, and Blogmeister was flapping towards a shiny skyscraper in the distance. Out of the sky, there came the whine of an engine and the yowl of 10 catmen magicians. The dragon flying off with Fertress disappeared. Fertress yowled all the way to the ground, remembering at the last possible second that not only do cats...
catmen!
...always land on their feet, but he was a magic user. Thus, he fashioned for himself a cushion to break his fall. A few moments later, both the flashpack and the group of catmen magic users met up in the woods.
Hi, everybody! Thanks for the help back there.
No problem, miss. We've been dealing with the great green dragons for a while now.
Why did they go after Fertress? Don't dragons usually want... maidens and such?
Not the great green dragons. They eat cats. And since regular felines have gone extinct on this planet, they've been targeting us!
Then why are you still here?
So that when Mr. Fuzzbottom here gets himself lined up for an appetizer, we can swoop in and save the day. I'm Geranium Whiskers. We used to work for the Saladonian Embassy, but since the dragon invasion, we've been running an underground refuge for Saladonians in danger.
Thank you very much for your assistance. Is there anything we can do to repay you?
You can come for dinner, Max Thornfield, and get out of the woods before the dragons return.
Several hours later, the flashpack, stuffed to the brim from the buffet prepared for them by the Saladonians and Keen, lounged around the common area of the suite they had been given. Most of them sat on the floor, however, as Fertress was the only being the correct size to partake of the furniture.
So what did the Master Archivist of 1844 have to say?
She referred us to the Master Archivist of 4044.
Supposedly, he managed to recover almost everything that was lost in the Great Library fires of 1699.
And the Master Archivist of 4044 is supposed to be the expert in Vampiro's lore, legend, myth, archaeological...
But can he give us a concise list of Vampiros throughout history? I don't really care how they came into being. I just want them to come out of being.
And he's got a database of every Vampiro who ever lived.
So we just go through it and pick out the key ones?
Pretty much.
I hope this works.
Well, We've hit most of the big ones. The rest should be a piece of cake.
Can't we just ignore them until they go away? I like it here. They have good food.
That's because Keen helped them.
Sorry, Fertris, but if they're vampiros, they have to be stopped.
Hey, are we going to be resting here for a while? I think I should, go log our current situation in my cyber register.
In a minute, I've got something important.
What's up, Slaughter?
Someone's 15 today.
Slaughter.
Don't slaughter me yet, Jimbo. You haven't gotten your cake yet.
Please tell me this one isn't going to explode.
Or turn us all that nasty pulsing shade of neon orange.
So cooking isn't my forte.
I think what they all mean to say is, happy birthday, Jimmy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do, you say it's your birthday. Do-do-do-do-do-do, we're gonna have a good time. Do-do-do-do-do-do,
I'm glad it's your birthday.
Do-do-do-do-do,
happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
You thought we forgot, didn't you?
Okay, sentimental part over. I'm heading out.
Wait, where are you going? Can't you fill in the register from here?
No. I have to go outside. And away a little bit. The reception is bad here because, the dragon's ores have a cyber block on the whole area.
Oh, okay. Good luck, then. And be careful.
Thanks. Toodles, everybody.
Keen pushed a button on her transporter belt and disappeared from the Saladonian embassy. She reappeared much farther north, in front of a large, desolate ditch that had once been a moat. She pushed another button to signal her presence, and won Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmoor, formerly part of the greater North Sea continent of Britain, flashed through time and space to materialize directly outside of the large carved door on the opposite end of the lower drawbridge. William!
Greetings, my dear Sarah. How I've missed thee.
Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmoor, formerly part of the greater North Sea continent of Britain, bowed low with a swish of his feathered cap. He offered Sarah Keen his arm, and together they walked into his immense black castle.
So you're on the hunt for alabaster?
Yes, apparently Jimmy made some promise to a doomed man of the future. Wait, are you on first name basis with him?
Was. My angel, was. I have not spoken to him since he turned, but I have heard of his reputation.
Do you know anything beyond the fact that he's a brutal monster? Because that would really help right now.
Please do not interrupt me when I speak.
Forgive me?
But of course, my beautiful moonbeam. As I was saying, he's a nasty one, but not the worst of them. What are your plans after that?
Probably going to go see the Master Archivist of 4044. Supposedly, he has some fantastic collection of Imperius knowledge.
I recommend going to see him first. It will serve the purpose of granting you more information about Alabaster, which could lead to a quicker demise.
Do you really think so? I would love for this mission to be over. Then I would be free to spend my time how I wished.
I had hoped to have this situation resolved before the coming autumn, but at the rate your flashback's going, no offense meant, of course, it will never be over.
I wish Max would be open to changing his mind once he's got a course of action set, but I suppose it can't be helped.
Alas, I too wish it were so, but either way, be sure to visit the Master Archivist of 4044 directly after you've finished with Alabaster, if not sooner. He is your man.
Oh no, William. You are my man.
Several hours later, Keen reappeared at the Saladonian embassy to see her friends packing up.
And it's probably the best way to do this that won't leave the pack any more shorthanded than it already is.
There was a momentary pause in the hustle and bustle.
I miss Julie.
Oh.
Where are we going?
Alabaster Kartoff.
Big jerk, what about him?
He's running a port in some port town with a horribly unpronounceable name.
So we go in, slaughter, and get out.
And then the colonel can see his kids grow up.
Will the flashback be able to defeat Alabaster Kartoff like they have so many others? Will his death really prevent World War II? Is the underground cave network really safe? Will the Master Archivist of 4044 be able to help the flashback? Find out next week in Vampiros of the Deep.